Thank you. It's a privilege and a joy once again to be able to be here today, to be able to open up my mouth and communicate the gospel of the Lord, of what the Lord's put on my heart today. At this moment, I feel at liberty to be able to speak in Romans chapter number 13, verse 1. I'll read and comment as the Lord brings things to my mind. And as he moves, I'm going to try to follow the Lord. That's what I try to do. I fear the Lord. I quake and tremble at his presence. And I love the Lord, but I fear the Lord. And I give reverence to the Lord. I know that he holds heaven and earth in his hands, and my breath is in his fist. And I tell you, I love the Lord, but I am very fearful of the Lord too. And on the flip side of that, I can also say that I'm very jealous for the Lord and for the Lord's perfect will. I'm very jealous for the Lord and for his word to be upheld. And I want the word of God to be rightly divided. And it grieves me when it's not rightly divided, when people take the word out of context and wrestle with the scriptures to their own destruction, the scripture says. Notice that the Bible says people taking the word out of context, and they wrestle with the scriptures to their own destruction. We have to be careful what we do with the Word of God. The Word of God is given for our instruction. The Bible says the Word of God is given for instruction, is given for doctrine, is given for correction and reproof, that the children of God may be thoroughly furnished in knowledge of God and of the devil too as well, and of our flesh. The Word of God tells us about the things we need to know about. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and that's Jesus. And Jesus, he dwelt among us, and Jesus came into his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. But God gave us his Word. Great was God's Word, and he gave it, and great was the company that published it. God gave his word, and God has over time preserved his word, and God has fulfilled the word that he gave. The word of God, the book, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. I mean, it's our manual. It's a book of prophecy. And these things have come to pass, just about 100% of the Bible. And there's a few things that are going to transpire that's not transpired as of yet. But this Bible is in order. I tell you, this Bible is a Bible, a book of prophecy. And prophecy is simply history written in advance. And the Lord brings these things to pass. And I'm glad the Lord gave us understanding and knowledge on the earth. He didn't leave us without word. He didn't leave us without comfort. He gave us his word. And he gave us, we that are saved, the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God. We got his word. Thy word and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And like I said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We got the rod of God's word and the staff. Let the high praises of God be in our lips and a two-edged sword in our hand. And Jesus is the word of God. In Revelation, the Bible talked about he had a name which no man knew. And I tell you, his hair was white like wool. And his eyes were red like flames of fire. And his countenance was above the noontime sun as it shined in its strength. The Bible talked about and his feet are as if they had walked through a furnace. And the Bible says, and he had upon his, vesture, he had a vesture on. He was girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And upon his thigh, I believe it talked about, was written, the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And they beheld his glory at that particular generation of the only glory, only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus brought forth grace and truth, the gospel. Jesus is the gospel of God. Jesus is the witness of God. Jesus is the testimony of God. Jesus is the sacrifice of God for us. For God so loved the world that he gave a sacrifice to us and for us, which is his only beloved Son, only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. And thank God, he was resurrected from the dead upon the first day of the week, and he ever lives. And he lives right now. He's reigning on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, interceding prayers of the saints according to the will of God. But he did not leave us on the earth ignorant and without instruction. He did not leave us comfortless nor alone. He gave us his word. And the Bible says in Romans chapter number 13, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And I tell you, mankind wants to think about this in terms of the higher power being our government or something like that, or perhaps the Supreme Court, those nine Supreme Court justices. But the Bible is simply talking about the Supreme Court, the court of all courts, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, let every knee bow unto him and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If any man speak, let him speak out of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him minister to the ability that God giveth him, that God, all in all, will be glorified. And God shares his glory with no one. I glorify the Lord, but it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. That's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost of God. For there is no power but of God. And the powers that be are ordained of God. And yes, God ordained the powers that be in the United States of America, and any nation is a unique place. It's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's a government like any other upon the face of the earth. The other governments are dictatorships. They're totalitarianism. There's fascism, and so on and so forth. But this is a republic. And like they said, Benjamin Franklin, when he came out of the Philadelphia, First Congress there, talked about, they said, what have you given us? And he says, a republic, if you can keep it. And I tell you, yes, the govern that we choose, our people that are reigning over us, and they're not to be a dictator and, bring down authority as far as in a wrong way, but they're to reign in a just way. The Bible talked about that. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. But when the just man rules, the people rejoice because he's ruling right. And we have the instruction of the Bible how kings came forth. And there were good kings and bad kings. And the good kings, they would do what was right according to God's word. And then if they didn't, the Bible says, then desolation come eventually. And I tell you, I just fear for the United States of America. Just like any nation that takes their eyes off of God, they begin to get into desolation and despair and perplexity, and they get vexed, and eventually a famine comes, and the enemy comes, and the nation is destroyed, and then every nation that forgets God shall surely be turned into hell. Israel forgot God, and I tell you, Nebuchadnezzar came down upon them, and he brought that beautiful temple to ruin, and all the king's houses and all the priests were burnt down to the ground, and all the people were in disarray, and blood cascaded down the temple stairs. Mingled with old men's blood, young men's blood, men and women and babies. Famine came, bloodshed come. Nebuchadnezzar came and he shut the water, the conduits off, and they were thirsting and they were hungry, and so on and so forth. And desolation come. That's what happens when you take your eyes off of the Lord as a nation. And I tell you, Israel did that in the old Roman Empire. They were flourishing at one time, but then they began to get so lax and lean And they took their eyes up for God. The Apostle Paul told them how to live. He ministered unto them that were at Rome and so on and so forth. And you know the history if you do. Then they were a good nation, a God-fearing people and nation. But they turned their back on God. And Nero, the leader of that nation, at the final hours, he played the fiddle as Rome burned. And I tell you, we got a lot of those fiddle players up on Capitol Hill when America is just laying in ruins, it seems like, and we're busting the loose at the seams and we're dying by the cuts of a thousand cuts. I tell you, we're bleeding out, and Lord have mercy. And there's seems like sound reasoning and logic has left the building. And I tell you, we're just insane. Our leaders, and I tell you, are just governing from the left and liberal, and it's vile. It's against God. It's going against the grain of God's word. And we got God's word, God breathed, God inspired. And God's word is profitable unto us for doctrine, for instruction, for reproof, for correction. And we don't know how a nation ought to govern itself because we got God's word. And I tell you, we need to abide by it, you know, from the king on down to our household, to the president on down to our households. Good to live by, good to die by. And the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the nation that forgets God shall surely be turned into hell. God have mercy. We need to remember God. We need to quit showing the Lord our back and show him our face and smote our breast and say, Lord God, have mercy upon us sinners. God help us. Plead, God have mercy. Like Daniel prayed in the Babylonian captivity. Hear, O Lord, please defer not. Hear the prayer of your saint here. We are in ruin. And he prayed and he poured out his whole heart. And I tell you, the Lord answered him. And we need people to cry out of their heart. We need to repent and just repent and repent and repent and turn from our sins and turn from our ways, that the Lord, may lengthen our days and our tranquility may be restored. And this is all Bible I'm talking about. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. I'm talking about good laws, good governments, not totalitarian governments and a king putting their boot on the throat of the people. I'm talking about good, righteous governing. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. And oh, how much evil one man can do. The Bible says one man destroyeth much good. God have mercy. When you got their own leaders, one man destroyeth much good. But God have mercy. We need good leaders in Congress, good leaders in the White House. God have mercy. I'm not politicking, I'm preaching. But the Bible says right here, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. God have mercy. I'm going to go ahead and close out. See, my time's already quickly come and gone again. God bless you, my dear friend. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.